Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by me and the universe, and darn sexy people. Well, I have so much information for you today, I don't even know where to begin. And it's so out there and so expanded, and I've questioned it, I've tested it. It kind of blew my socks off when it came in again during an amazing private session that I was doing. So I'm going to jump right in, and I hope everybody that's on is on time, because here we go. This was the information that came in. As you know, all of this work is based on the direction of energy, that you must make the choice and the commitment to direct energy toward what you want. So in comes this little wonderful piece of information, putting several things together for us, that directing energy doesn't work if it is not directed through your I Am presence. I was never given it that definitively. That was a huge aha for me, because frankly, it didn't occur to me that you could direct energy not from your I Am presence. But oh yes, now that I have that information, I absolutely see what they're saying. Now, let's get clear. What is your I Am presence then? It's the beingness of knowing that you are God also. So your I Am presence is literally creative force, the God force that you are. It is your ultimate healing and creating tool. It is the part of you that is reborn anew, that has a new birthday every moment. They want us to honor and revere that sacred part of ourselves by using it powerfully. When you thank God, universal love, the creative force, remember that you are thanking yourself, because you are part of that energy. Sometimes when I take Freedom on her walk, our gratitude walk, we often, as soon as we walk out the door, we go, thank you, God, for this beautiful day and for our birdies, because our birdies are always singing and birds are one of my signs of God. And then I stop and go, thank you, Dee, for helping create this. That's what they're talking about getting filled up with the reverence of yourself. In knowing that when you use this amazing ability, the universe must respond to you. So happy Father's Day, by the way, everybody. Blessings to all the fathers before, all the fathers present, and all the fathers yet to be. They're a guiding, powerful force in our lives, in our community, in our beingness. So happy Father's Day to to all of you out there. Okay, if you're just joining us, you've got to go back and listen to the first part of the show because I just dropped a really big bombshell. So make sure whenever you are directing energy, and energy must have a direction for it to manifest into matter through light, we must hold the intention and the feeling that we are directing this through our I Am presence. And they're saying right now, you guys just wait. Those of you that actually will start practicing this will start seeing an amazing shift that's very sudden, quick, fast. So because of all this that came in and because of other information I have to give you about the webinar, we're going to continue Think and Grow Rich next week because it would take too long and I probably wouldn't get to the calls. So that's probably the biggest information that's come in months for me, that aha that they just gave us. Okay, the webinar, a week from Wednesday, June 27th from 7 to 9, you can sign up at imdwallace.com, or God, I hope you guys get these e-blasts. You've signed up and you're getting them because there's amazing information that's coming through the e-blasts also. So our webinar is on Alzheimer's and dementia. As you know, last week, the channel said we're now adding autism to that. So there's some amazing information that they've given me to give to you already. First of all, and just allow all possibilities of thought to be available to you and be open to everything I'm telling you today, because there's a lot. People with Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism never get switched. They never get switched. For us, looking at them, they are switched or they go in and out, but they don't get switched according to the definition of the webinar being switched. People with Alzheimer's, now listen, you got to stop what you're doing, guys, because this is really heady stuff. People with Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism have negative, what we call negative outside from other dimensions, energy invading their energy and making them forget about their I Am presence and self-creation. But on other planes, that is a positive because all energy works together in the state of love. So it is totally detached from needing direction. It already has it. It already knows it is the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. It's energetic heart already open. So people in those states and on other planes are existing literally in higher vibrations. Now, they're saying maybe next week, but for sure in the webinar, we'll have to explore how to bring their state and our state into communication. It is possible, and now they're giving me a new piece of information as I'm sitting here right now. They're saying, Dee, this is why we have taught you to teach love, because love is the way that you communicate with all energy. Guys, go back, listen to this over and over and over again. Download it. It's hard to really absorb it just hearing it quickly one time. Creation Station is 100% full now. Thank you all for stepping forward. And also for the July special, which begins July 2nd for 6 weeks. I cannot tell you how proud and full of love I am that you are stepping forward to do this July special program, because as everything is intertwined, you see, it is all about teaching you love, self-love, how to hold love for yourself, how to then take that love towards something you want and hold the focus of love on it till it lowers itself into manifestation. This is what the program is all about. You get 2 15-minute privates with me, 3-hour webinars for the group to come together, constant support through this 6 weeks. I can't even put a price on it, even though I had to. And you know there's always payment plans. So thank you. Thank you for those of you that are stepping forward to truly commit to expanding and opening up, taking steps toward being the beingness of love that literally changes the world. Okay, is there anything else? I can go to the calls. Okay, so guys, have your questions ready, please, because I'd like to get through bunches and bunches of people today. And we're going to start with Jay in Canada. Sir, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Great to
Hi,
talk to you again.
You too.
Hey there. My question asked your channel is regarding grief. I had my mother pass away in April of this year. And
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And it's been quite actually hard. Stuff come up here and there. Even something came up yesterday when I was re-watching a film, and I think my mom chose it, but it was called The
Ultimate Gift. She did, absolutely. And she wants you to know she chose it because she's trying to help you get over this grief. Now,
yes.
A lot of part of grief is guilt. Do you have any guilt about your life with your mother, shoulda, woulda, couldas?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. Wasted energy, and this is from her. It's also from the channel, but she's definitely coming through loud and clear. She's like, it's funny, Jay. She's like, okay, Jay, I'm over this. And
it's different on the other side, though, isn't it? I mean, it's just...
It's different on the other side because they allow themselves to know. And the second thing is she's saying, don't you know I'm here with you all the time? Why don't you talk to me?
I do. I say, Mom, what's going on? What did you choose? Well, I know she chose that movie last night.
Yeah, but talking is a two-way street. And you don't think she's talking back because you're not listening because you've got that block up of the guilt and the grief, okay? Look, you can connect with energy anywhere, Jay. You know that, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, she's just another form of energy. Like I'm connecting with your energy over the phone. Use the phone, the telegraph of the universe, which is energy, to talk to her. But when we talk, we have to listen to the other side also. Okay, now there's a third thing coming in. We're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page. Here. 41. 42. Hold on. 43. I don't belong. Okay? And basically... She and the channel are finishing that. I don't belong without my mom. So in some ways, you used her to complete yourself, to complete the definition of yourself. Gabrielle and I talk about this quite a bit. Who are we without the other? You know? And I'm already preparing her to be able to have her freedom. When I leave, whenever that may be. I'm not planning on it for years, But I'm giving her permission. Go be happy. You know, I'll be in touch. No guilt. You know, that's what they want, Jay. They become freer when you give yourself permission to free yourself. It's a blessing for them. Yeah, she's saying, that's also for me, Jay. Okay, so those are all your messages, honey. Now, your mom and the channel and I have all given you permission to move on and let this go, and now you're the only one who needs to give you permission. Doesn't mean you don't love them, doesn't mean you don't honor them, doesn't mean you don't remember them. But it does mean you don't live in the victimness of not letting go. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. It's just so difficult.
Yeah, see, you keep giving yourself that definition. So why don't you say, I understand, and I choose that it's easy now to give me my freedom. It's easy now to allow Mom to go be free. I'm free. It's easy. And we can touch base anytime we want. You see, you got to start saying that, otherwise your brain keeps finding what's wrong. All right, my darling. Much love to you, Jay. You can do this, baby. I've been through it so many times in my life. It's a process, Jay. It's a process. But start the process by giving yourself permission to do it and to let it be easy for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. You know, we're just taught, guys, we're taught to hold on to the drama. We're taught that, you know, we should feel guilty if we're not mourning forever. Not true. That holds them back. They want to be free. Lee, what's up?
Hi. Oh, wow. Okay, so my question for the channel is, can you please help me? I made a move to shift this energy all around me and within me of my victimhood and the relationship with my husband. And I just got a text that he's in town where I am now, and I just need some help.
Okay, are you in fear of him?
A little bit.
Because?
Because I've allowed a relationship of codependency to be created between us.
Okay, so they want, the channel wants you to be very clear. You're not in fear of him. You're in fear of yourself. You're in fear
okay.
that you're going to cave.
Okay.
To keep this codependency alive.
I don't want to do that. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, well, you tell me what you want, Lee.
I want to keep going doing what I'm doing because it's good work and I love it and I'm happy.
Okay. So my direction for the energy today of myself and the universe is to be free, to be solid in my freedom, to know and experience the joy I have in my freedom, and that I am absolutely firm in creating that 24/7. I am committed to that. Now everything, all energy in the universe, come in and partner with me in this. So the fear is that he is going to do something to you to change what you want to do. And that's not possible without your okay.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes. Okay.
So let's not get into the drama, Lee, because there's no reason for the drama. You're in charge of you, period. And you know exactly how you're going to hold your power in your freedom.
Yes.
So it is. Okay, baby, that's all that's going on. It's just part of the old game coming back in. And you want to recognize it and say, no, thank you, bye-bye.
Yes, okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yes, this was the Miss Lee that brought in, I release me to my own divine I am presence, which is what she is being called on to do right now. Aha. What's up?
Hello, Dee. Happy
yes.
Father's Day to everybody out there and to you, Dee.
Yeah, well, I'm a father and mother, so thank you.
Yeah, you bet. I got two questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
This past week, you know, I had bronchitis, and I'm getting better. Yay for me. My little girl has just been having a field day with money. At work, I changed my benefit package around a little bit, and they're taking out a little bit more. And I knew they would be. Well, when I saw my check on Friday, yeah, this kid has just been having one hell of a good time with me. And I keep, you know, redirecting her to, will you just please calm down? I am in charge of us. You're not in charge anymore. And I just need some guidance with the channel and
well,
dealing
really
with this
simple,
little kiddo.
Kim. It's really
yeah.
simple. You got to, this is so funny. She's on board. You got to start talking to your teenager now.
Okay. All righty then.
Lord have mercy. So, you know, I guess we just have to extend the work with the little child into all energy until we're 21, and then we deal with the adult energy. So we might as well just deal with all our energy, right? But
yeah.
there was a very big thing with your mom when you were a teenager about money, and they're giving me the word traumatic. Do you
mm-hmm.
do you remember what it was, baby, or was it a pattern?
Well,
I think it was a traumatic pattern.
Maybe this should be a private. Do you think? Because I don't want to take up other people's time, but. You know, I don't know. I got to think about this one, Dee.
Well, I get a yes on private if you can, but they want me to go to a core belief because this is important for everybody, they're saying.
Okay.
As everything that comes in on the show here. Okay. I'll never be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave, which means I leave my power. I leave my direction. I leave my knowing. I leave trying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try because I feel like I'll never be good enough. So I just stopped, you know, from moving ahead to try. And this is part of the pattern, and it's connected with money. And I can identify it with myself. It's a crazy thing. If I have saved $10,000, you know, at $5,000, $10,000 went, wow, my God, I've saved a lot. And then I get to $10,000, and if I have to use any of that money, I
mm-hmm.
go back into that pattern.
Yeah.
Same thing with $20,000, same thing with $30,000, because you move up, but it's the pattern of, oh, if I see it going down, I have to panic. Even though it's going down from three times more than I had last year, look, I got to thank you for this because I've been looking for clarity around this for a long time, Kim. So you're not only serving you and everybody, but you sure as hell just serve me. It's the
welcome.
Pattern of going down. And,
mm-hmm.
and when our money has to go down in some ways, which is how money works. It goes up, it goes
yeah.
down, it comes in, it goes out. Okay. But for us, if we have those memories of money going down in some way, depleting in some way, then we get plugged into there's not going to be enough, even though we have more than we had last year.
Yeah.
So it's that sense memory of, oh, my God, there's not going to be enough. And
mm-hmm.
that's what it's about. That's what you have to address with your teenager
okay.
and your little girl. Okay?
Okay, cool.
I am always creating more than enough. And so whenever money goes out, I bless it knowing that more is coming in.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that, by the way, they said that applies to the claim about getting that money back to your two people that are in the claim also.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. What else?
Thank you. When you announced the Alzheimer's webinar, my dad died of Alzheimer's, and I basically want to run the other way from this webinar. It scares the
which
shit
is
out
why,
of me.
Which is why you should jump in.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. But I am just so terrified of this
webinar. What are you terrified about? The truth?
I don't know what I'm terrified about. The only thing I can think about is, you know, reliving what happened with my dad and, you know,
stuff. You see, why we're doing the webinar is to objectively get information that will make us more powerful around those diseases, whether it's with
mm-hmm.
ourselves, other people, you know, people that are gone, people we're dealing with, or just people that we have to deal with in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge amount of fear and focus around this that is aiding and abetting the increase in these diseases. When you understand what's going on, that's not going to happen. And us, this community and communities like this that have that expanded information, can then put it out into the collective and create a change, Kim.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, whenever you are in fear like that, there's a big frickin' pony of freedom waiting for you. So you jump
in.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I will.
I love
I
you,
will
baby.
Be on the webinar. Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Daniel, what's up?
Oh, wow. The question I had and the little piece I think that might have been missing just got answered in that last call there was...
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. So the question was to confirm that I have everything in alignment for releasing this trust and being free of it.
Yes, you have everything in alignment, and now you have to use your I am presence to direct the positive.
Yes.
So fill yourself up with your own magnificence and direct what you want now.
Yes.
So what were the words you used? To be free of what?
That I am free of this binding trust that holds me without choice of love for my family.
Okay, so I am the God of Daniel that chooses unconditional love and freedom for everyone in my family, for all relationships within my family, for myself and them and everyone. That's what you want. But you see, if you keep stating it in the negative, Daniel, your brain will take you to the negative and create more of what you want, of what you don't want. You've got to say it in the positive. I'm going to just hammer this into you guys till you get it. Remember me sitting at the, why aren't people at my table? Why aren't I making more money? Why aren't people, no. I am D that has so many people at the table, and I love them all, and they're bringing their money, and it turned around in a half an hour. Positive. Filled up with love, positive. Okay?
No, I thought I was.
Well, not the way you stated it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our challenge right there, is being so conscious that we can see how we're still stating the negative, even though we think we're stating the positive. How can I get rid of this cancer? Is never going to get rid of cancer, guys. I am wellness. I am the light of love. Every cell in my body is happy and in balance. That's what you want to focus on. All right, baby. Good. This is good discernment for everybody. Thank you for calling in.
All righty.
All righty. Whoops. Go away, Daniel. Okay, we're going to Emily in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So, two things. The first is I just had this thought pop in. I wonder if it was Lee bringing in that information about us releasing ourselves to our own I Am presence that allowed this truth bomb of yours to come through about directing everything through our I Am presence.
Honey, everything we do, everything all of you do, and me with the channel and all energy serves to open up the next big truth bomb and understanding. That's the beauty of it. That's why I love, that's why our every freaking webinar we do, and you know this, Emily, is so powerful by the end of it, because we all come together and the energy just expands and the understanding expands. And I don't think I have ever done a webinar where we haven't said, oh my God, this is what every time. So you're absolutely right. All of us together now are creating the opening for the higher information and understanding to drop in, because we're asking. We're all asking. You guys aren't just listening and learning and, well, let's do what D says anymore. No, you guys are involved in the creation of your own lives and the creation of this work. And that's why, and I can say this honestly, you listen to people in this community and then you listen to people in other communities, and you guys, you can hear the power in your energy coming forward. Because you know it's you. So, yeah, that you're right on, Emily. My Baptist preacher took over there. Did you have another question?
Yes. About this love relationship that I am creating. There's, I feel it. I feel it just coming so close. There's still several men in the field. But what I've noticed is now I feel a little fear about, oh my God, if it really, it's really happening.
Yeah. Look how powerful I am. So,
okay, so what
I am comfortable and I accept my power. Mm. I am comfortable with and I accept my power, and it feels like love.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too. Because I, as an actor, I really, know what you're talking about. It's like, oh my God, I actually created this now.
Yeah.
But we've got to accept our power, guys. That's what all the energy outside is using, this autism and dementia and Alzheimer's. They're using it to go, guys, wake up and take responsibility for love, creating with love.
Mm.
Okay. So I love it, Emily. They're saying to tell you this, Emily, you're creating love with love. That's powerful. Go with it, baby.
Okay. Woohoo.
Woohoo indeed. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too. Oh my goodness. Susan, what's up?
Okay. Wonderful visit with Salita. Awesome. And one of the things that I believe is I need to take care of my health first. So I've been using my money for Creation Station to take care of my health. So please do not hold my space open. If somebody else needs it, let that happen, because right now my health is first. Plus my court date got moved to the 27th, or actually not even that. I've got to go see the lawyer on the 27th of August, so my road trip is out.
Okay, Susan.
Yes?
Take a breath.
Go.
And the channel says absolutely. You made the absolute right decision to take care of your health. And this is a huge decision for you to love yourself and put yourself first. There is no guilt at all about the responsibility. Creation Station is full. All the places are booked, baby. So there will be another Creation Station next year. And now you know how to plan ahead for it, like we have to do with anything. We have to have a plan, right? So start
exactly.
getting that plan in place. But the first plan is to get you in perfect balance of love so that your health can just soar, okay?
Yes, I know that I'm doing the right thing. I know that.
Absolutely.
And I feel
absolutely.
Good about this. And I will do the paintings for you, absolutely.
All right, well, you and I will talk about
I'll do
about
everything.
That often.
Anyway, I have another question. This is in regards to the webinar. My son is slightly autistic. He has Asperger's syndrome. And
yeah.
also my grandchild has Fragile X.
I don't know what Fragile X is. I don't know what that is. Is that a part of autism?
It's related to everything that's with me, with the bipolar. My daughter knows more about that. Cecily knows about that.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted to address and see if we talk about Fragile X as well as, like, my son is autistic. He has slight autism, slightly bipolar, and he has Asperger's syndrome. So
okay.
I wanted to bring that up, and maybe, we can focus.
The answer is yes. And I would like you to email me that so I don't lose it. I'm in the channel right now. So can you email me that, please?
I will. I love
but
you.
But the answer to everything, to both your granddaughter, is love.
Grandson.
So, see, guys, what happened, grandson, okay. What happens is we go into reaction because we think we don't know how to communicate or handle them or communicate with them. If you take yourself into the state of unconditional love, you will be able to speak with them on their vibration. Now, this includes even people who are high functioning and that you can communicate with words.
Yes.
If you move into the state of unconditional love, your communication level will be off the roof higher, they're saying.
Yes,
okay?
My son is very high functioning as far as his autism and his father.
Doesn't matter.
He's
okay?
But
unconditional love.
Yes. I have a lot of that for him and my children, my grandchildren as well.
I'm sure you do, baby. All right, that's your answer.
And
that's our answer to everybody.
I wanted to do your program that's coming up, but I'm not sure. I'm just looking at finances, and right now I don't have the physical cash. I am creating a lot, and I have many, many plans of creating more and more prosperity in my life. So we'll see.
Hold the intention. If it's not now, it'll be some other time. That's the way it works. But hold the intention. Hold the energy. Hold the direction.
I am.
Hold the focus. And I want to say to anybody out there, if anybody would like to come forward to gift the Fun Focus and Fruition, that's the July special, or a webinar, please feel free to share your love that way. Thank you,
yes,
Susan.
Yes, I would very much love to attend that. That is my focus is to create a way of doing that.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
All right, baby.
Start asking. See, guys, you have to ask the universe. I'm doing this. I'm committed to this. Now come in and partner with me and work with me to do this because I've made up my mind. But if you go, gee, I'd sort of kind of like to, and I don't know, and you know, then the universe can't do anything. Hello, you, Ulrika in British Columbia. Hi,
oh,
darling.
Oh, hello, Dee. Yeah, I have a question. You know, I just recently moved my home and my studio.
Yes.
And I'm a textile artist mainly, and also paint. And I'm wondering about the studio. It has been all the time. If it's the right move, the right time.
Well, I'm going to give you a really easy answer. It's the right move and the right time if you believe it is and all your energy is behind it. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
But when you go into doubt, then the waters get muddied, guys. If you doubt your decision.
Yeah, I notice that.
Yes, that's not commitment. And the universe goes, well, hell, I thought we were committed. She's decided. She's moving. And now there's all this doubt. So we'll just sit here till she figures it out. Okay? So commit to yourself, honey.
Yeah.
And be excited. The doubt comes from maybe I should hold myself back. You shouldn't. Full balls into the wind, Ulrika. Go for it. Okay?
Yeah, it's also it's what I've done, you know, what I have created in all these years. Is that, you know, it's a time to do something different, I mean, in the new space, let's say. And maybe I have to be patient to figure that out what it is. It doesn't, that's, you know, I'm kind of.
No, you just start saying, I know. All of these things that you're saying are deterrents from your mind that are keeping you safe.
Mm-hmm. And I have,
I'm ready.
I've never had
I'm going.
Over.
I'm ready. I'm going. I'm jazzed. I'm excited. I know. I'm clear. Let's go.
Uh-huh. And the sounds, yeah, totally right.
Okay.
You know, I also now have some jobs on the side because I didn't have a studio for a while. That's a totally new thing for me. And is that
and you're ready for it.
Am I just making it up to
no.
be a distraction?
It's the universe going, look what a great creator you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, come on. You're doing it. You're asking, the universe is responding, and then you're going, oh, gosh, am I ready? You wouldn't be getting it if you weren't ready. But you've got to know that you're ready. Quit fighting yourself, Ulrika. Okay?
And I can do it all, right? So.
Of course you can do it all if you know that you can do it all. You should follow me through one day of my life. One day.
Yeah.
I probably
would be amazed, right?
If I had 15 hats, I'd use them every day.
Uh-huh.
So you go, you be in the moment of that experience, and then you leave and you go into the moment of that experience. Every once in a while, I get overwhelmed, and I go, I got to take a day off to get my balance back.
And
by the end of that day, I'm so bored, I want to be overwhelmed again. See, that's what we do.
Oh, I see.
So you're
and
you're
opening
always
hours
in control
and all
of it.
That.
What?
Yeah. And opening hours, I mean, that doesn't really work for me, the regular opening hours, you know. So I'm also flexible with that, I guess, right?
You bet. You're your own boss. Especially in the job that you do, that you've chosen. You get to set your own hours just like I do. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Get out of your way, Ulrika. Good God. Get out of your way and go create.
Yeah.
Yes. Just go create, guys. Go create. Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Just quick. I am talking I'm asking about directing energy towards a pet.
Towards a what?
To a pet. To an animal, to a dog.
Yeah.
I'm staying awake at night worrying about which direction to go with this pet.
Okay, so two things. Hold on. Two things come in really quickly. First of all, your animals are there to serve you. They're shadowing or showing you something within yourself.
Oh, boy. Well, this is an interesting situation. I have a dog who has a swollen testicle. What does that mean in my... Is it to show me that I can trust that I can get the right answer? I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, well, I have it for you. I have it for you. Your balance of masculine and feminine energy is out of balance.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's an easy fix. So
yeah, your
masculine is overwhelming your feminine. Now, let me just recap this, guys. Your masculine is your power side, your I'm going to frickin' do it side, right? Which we need, but not at the expense of let me listen to my heart and intuition, get my highest guidance, and then take my masculine side to create what I have been directed by my feminine to focus on. And that's, he's trying to get you to be softer and more feminine. Does that make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
I
continually hear, I sit quietly, I align myself to the best that I know, and say, okay, what is my highest action at this point for this pet?
He wants you to say, what's my highest action for me that my pet will benefit?
Okay.
If stuff is going on with your pets, okay, I'll just share a very personal thing to you. A lot of you read my e-blast, I hope, on respect. I know you did because I got so much response from that e-blast. Okay, so when I started realizing that I needed to really consciously practice respect for other energy, knowing that it respected me, my dog, who has been a mad dog whenever she sees another dog when we're on our walk on the leash, all of a sudden, she's starting to walk by these dogs pretty unaffected. Because my energy within me shifted around trusting other energy. So then her energy could shift. It was almost, even Lanny, my guy, you know, said, I wouldn't believe it if I weren't seeing it with my, she would get so crazy, she'd pull him over.
Wow.
So, yeah. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have your vet look at his, you know, because it's manifested as a physical thing now. But you start working with your energy and just sitting with him and going, okay, I'm ready to be a girl. I'm ready to be a girl again.
Well, the interesting part is he's been to two vets. No one really wants to test him. For whatever reason, I don't know. They don't want to test it. They just want to neuter the dog. His test, his blood test and everything, he's wonderful. He's perfect. So I'm trying to decide if this is something that I can take action on to help him resolve, or do I need to just go in and follow the best advice?
Well,
that's where I am.
The first thing is deal with what we got to within yourself.
Okay.
The second thing is there may be a homeopathic remedy I'm seeing that you put on from the outside, not ingest. And the third thing is the doctors really aren't wrong.
Okay.
Okay. So work with the other two things. See if there's anything a homeopathic vet perhaps could recommend. And if that doesn't work, the channels there's some guilt about doing that. Don't. He really doesn't care.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably because I am a research person. I research everything. And I've looked into the veterinary trials, and they're finding that neutering these animals, especially at the age of 12, can cause so many other problems. So that's why I'm having issues with going that route, because I'm thinking, okay, what is the two?
Well,
the,
this is why I would really like you guys to start working with a pendulum or muscle testing of some kind.
Okay.
We're asking the right question, yes. Has anybody switched? No. When I say neutering him will cause a lot of other physical problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, chemical problems, I get a no on all of it, Jennifer.
Okay.
But you are your highest answer, but I want you to see how focused you are on the sexuality, the masculine, the feminine. That's what this represents. Start dealing with that. Tell him you got it. Communicate that you got it and see if he can shift.
It's you're spot on, Dee, because they're saying that this problem is caused by a rise in estrogen in the dog.
All righty then.
So.
Okay. Let me know.
You're wonderful. Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Regina in Ireland. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Oh, my goodness.
What can we do for you?
What can we do for you?
Oh, thank you. My first time to phone in. However, I've been following your work for years, so thank you so much because it has touched me enormously.
So glad you joined us.
Oh, it's an absolute delight to be here. I have been making some major shifts, a lot of it with your work. I recorded some of the things that you said in my own voice, and I play them
perfect
to help me get in the space and things. But I suppose every time I make progress, sometimes I just become so aware of what I'm not doing. And I feel like I'm kind of being run by that nothing I do is good enough, that I'm somehow, no matter how positive I try to be, that bit is playing me even when I don't realize it is.
Well, you're spot on, Regina. You're absolutely spot on, which is how accurate a channel you are. And they really want to affirm that for you. Can you mute me, sweetheart, so I don't hear myself?
Okay.
So that is the belief that you want to turn around into the positive, redirect through your I Am presence, through the greatness of you, that everything I try works. Everything I do works. I'm good enough. Hold on, they want me to go to a core belief. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So how that's showing up in your life is, you know, you start things, you get some kind of success, and then you pull yourself back and away from that in some way because of this belief that you'll never be good enough. So you choose to leave yourself, basically, and leave your power and go back into worry and I'm not good enough and all that stuff. Okay? So you want to consistently, and taping it in your own voice is an amazing thing, guys, that she reminded us of, that I'm always good enough. I've always been good enough. I am always staying in the positive creation of me. And really start through your own magnificence, directing yourself to know that, directing your energy to follow that. Do you understand, Regina?
I do.
Okay. Great question, especially for the end of the show, to sum everything up for everybody. Beautiful. Thank you, darling, and so glad you called in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow, what a show. God, you guys rock. I tried to get to everybody. I almost made it. Everybody that had their hands up, well, no, there's a few more that have their hands up now. So I'm sorry, guys, but boy, oh boy, did we cover some great information today. We covered great information today. Happy Father's Day. Please join me for the webinar. You can see it's going to be information that we just don't have. And if you're like Kimmy and you're afraid to know about it, that's even more a sign to you that you better get your batukuses there. And please, if you are called at all to the July special, it is so empowering. I can't even begin to describe these videos. You have videos in the morning, audios at night, and really consistent support. So, gosh, I love you. Let's say it together. I love me, and I love me more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.